Hush, Gentle One, and so here we are reading from Chapter 9, Accommodation. There are various living situations available in Tibet, from expensive hotels to cheap truck stops. Some offer private rooms, others just a bed in a dorm room. Some places may not want you as a guest. If the reason you are not welcome stems from political tension, it's best to find a room elsewhere. Most likely you'll be turned away because they feel Western standards far surpass what their humble abode can offer. In the latter case, a little Tibetan goes a long way, and it won't take much to convince the owners to let you stay. What better opportunity than to live in a place where Tibetan is the only spoken language? If you secure a place where no other Westerners stay, it's best not to tell other foreigners about it. Your host probably wouldn't appreciate a bunch of Westerners banging on their door for a cheap room, too. Hot water is usually brought to you in the afternoon in a thermos bottle called a chatam. In the case where there are four beds or so to a room, it might make sense to buy up the remaining beds in the room for privacy. In crowded conditions, this may not be possible, nor would it be possible in most truck stops. In an ordinary rest house frequented by Westerners, you will probably be called upon to translate for guests once the owners find out you know a few words of Tibetan. Also these days, it is possible to live with Tibetan families. Ask around, and you may soon find yourself in the midst of a rich cultural experience. Useful phrases. I need a. Nala go. I need a room. Nala kan ni go. I need a bed. Nala nyeti go. I need a mattress. Yala budin go. I need hot water. Nala chutsapo go. I need a quilt. Nala pugeb go. I need a wash basin. Nala tumbe go. I need a shower. Nala supo trusau go. I need bed linen. Nala yeje go. And so we'll continue on tomorrow. Same channel go.